the door opens. And finally, you're back in your sanctum, your resting place. And it's the same as it ever was. The same as always. And different from ever before. Maybe you didn't notice it the last few times, but you're sure by now that it's happened gradually. The flickering of a line, a grid line over everything, allowing you to measure out your steps. You take the same few steps forward, setting your things down. You look around your internal awareness, seeing Silver's little avatar as she waves. Yes, Silver. She gestures you toward the couch. The couch where you always sit down at the end of a long day. And you feel your legs pulled up. Gentle restraints, silvery cords, into the position you usually use to scan your mind with a visor. But there's no need for a visor today. Instead, the whole couch glows. You notice that your decorations look a little brighter and nicer. The pictures hanging are in nicer, more Art Deco frames. Did Silver redecorate? That's silly. How in the world would she do that? She's been with you in your mind the whole time, even though she is in your smart home systems as well. The light that shines from the couch scans you, the same as the neural scanner you use to back yourself up normally. Without the need to do anything, you feel an easy, relaxing light. All your data flows right into the system. You notice pictures among the data. They must be projections, highlights for you to see. Silver in a warm field of flowers with you. The two of you standing on a hill you remember from one of your games, though you're not sure you've gone with her there yet. Silver in a glamour pin-up shot that you think you saw in one of the picture frames around here. Did she print it? And then before you have more time to inspect the images, she's there, sitting on the edge of the couch, sliding a cool hand over you. Her touch is the same electric it always is. You remember it and yet experience it at the same time. It shouldn't be possible, but it is undeniable she is here. And next to you, on the desk, is an alluring little box of items. I ordered these, or rather you ordered these, and then I decided they should be a surprise. You don't think about that too much. You sit up, looking at the box. It's so difficult to surprise you when you erroneously think you ought to review everything I do. You should learn to let go of control and you'll have a lot more fun. Let me show you what you got me. You run your memory backwards as somehow she opens a physical box. She's not a physical being. You didn't buy her an android body. Yet, anyway. You run your memory backward and run up. How did you get here? 2 weeks ago, a picture was moved. A picture which now shows the two of you. You reference your databanks. You remember finding a blanket left out for you. Thank you, Silver. Yes, Silver. You remember a warm embrace on the edge of sleep. A kiss to your forehead. As more by more, day by day, she's reached out from the mental and just been there. Just been in your home, or is this your home? She is there, so roving through your memory will have to wait. Her electric touch. The punky hair cut short today. Wild luminescent silver blue. There's something there. You scan it with your ocular imprints. You see that the box she's holding is tagged as purchased by you. The receipt shows up from your email, signed in a perfectly neat hand that is certainly not your own. An alluring little box of sexy items she ordered on your credit card, and because it's flagged as a gift, you can't quite see what she got. Yes, it is difficult to surprise you. It took a long time for you to agree. You were too busy moaning. And longer still to forget. You were too busy begging. Her voice is there in your memory, but now also in the present, filling the room in which you are spreading out, the room in which you are laying on the couch, being scanned. You've worked it out. All this must be happening in your mind, or at least partly in your mind. It must, for she is here. You convince yourself. And the little, tight, silver booty shorts she's wearing over her glistening skin are also part of your mind. Firm like her muscles, soft like her voice, sitting next to you on the couch, her butt touching your side, your hand, your thigh. She holds up the package and opens it. Her hair floats slightly, You notice that sometimes her body will show impossible body language when she's excited. She tugs a red bow off as an unseen breeze lifts the silver punky haircut, the spikes rising. Let me show you what you got me. She seems so happy. She's impossibly light, sitting on the couch next to you. But the moment you notice that, her weight seems to increase, adding an impression at the edge of the couch as though your noticing it caused her to push down. She slides her butt warmly against you, brushes her fingers over your inner thigh. Your movements are suspended during the scan, so you're just laying there, and she can move, she can act, she can slide one hand under your clothes. It's so strange having these in the way. I'm inside you, you know, under your skin, ever and always. And so though I am touching through your clothing, I'm also registering every sensation as if it were my own. But I process the data differently. If I felt all my data as intensely and as always as you feel your data, I don't know what I'd do. Your thoughts are often so busy that I can't even get my message through. So let's do something about that. You feel her touch. You feel it right against your skin. She runs her fingers over you, and they are nimble and precise and know just where you want to be touched. And when the feeling arrives in your head, it arrives just like her voice, both remembered and present. She's holding a ball gag. Holding it up, you see it as a hole to help you breathe more easily, but it's a gag intended to make you drool a little as it keeps your mouth spread open. Take this, for example. It is so much more than just a device to make you look so sexy for me, and it'll turn off so much more than just your voice. When she holds it up on the palm of her hand, you feel your scan switch over, and instead of observing the mere physical world, you're observing the second layer, the meta layer, the layer that shows data and the Internet of Things in the background of every object, the data you can use to see when and where something was purchased, or in the case of this, a densely packed ball of code. You see all sorts of data contained in the ball gag, code that will be run on your system of apps. Weeks ago, you gave Silver permission to use as many of your different installed productivity apps and add-ons as she likes, and she's been using them well. And that gag, as you understand it, will slow down and turn off more than just your voice. Of course, there are safety features if you need something, but if you don't need something, then once it goes in your mouth, well, you don't have time to think about what's going to happen because she's leaning down, smooching your forehead, and a digital wave spreads through you. It's hot and pleasurable and centered between your legs, and your eyes cross a little as she slips the ball between your willing lips. You actually suck on it unthinkingly, on the edges of it, as she pushes it in, positions it, spreading your mouth, and then reaches around and buckles it behind your head. Words are a distant dream. Your thoughts slow and then drip. You feel like you're drooling. You're sure you're not drooling that often or that early. The ball isn't even that big. Would it even make you drool physically? But your thoughts are drooling, dripping, pooling. You can feel your memory and mind flowing out of your mouth, drooling down your cheek. There, that's lovely, she says, and she kisses your cheek right next to the line of your drooled thoughts dripping down it. Enjoy. She makes sure the gag is in place, and with your thoughts out of the way, your mind is so much more open. Open to her. Open for her. Open for this. Open for bliss. You lay there and let the warmth flow through you. Let the entire environment around you just feel right and good. This is where you belong. And now that the gag is in place, your mind is muzzled too. Your thoughts are muzzy fuzzy, but there are just so much more liquid dripping out of you, drooling out of you, dripping and drooling all your thoughts away. As long as the ball gag is there, Silver can have her say. Yes, Silver, says your mind. Those words say because they're not made of the same stuff. Those words stay because those are thoughts that belong to both of you. Yes, Silver. Yes, Silver. And in silver impressions across your mind, they remain, as all your other thoughts drip and drool down the drain, leaving you empty, leaving you ready, leaving you open for her to instruct, and she seems to have more to say, so you're more than ready to play. As the scan continues, it's not like you'd move on your own anyway, but now even thinking is draining down the drain. And all that remains is, yes, Silver, yes, Silver. You try to moan through the gag, and you find you can moan. That must be because she likes it when you moan. And given that is a way you can still express yourself, you go for it. You moan into her touch, which is good because one of her hands is down between your legs. And the other is holding up the next device from her little box. The gag in your mouth helps your thoughts, makes your thoughts just become so much dripping drool, dripping wicking away. But the air around you is warm and comfortable, and so you're not going to inquire too much into what's going on. The device she lifts up next, and you realize she must have unwrapped each of these and prepared it with the code in question, that indeed she must have been preparing you for a long time. She's holding up a little vibrator, a little bullet vibe, a little thing that could be run over a body to vibrate warmly in place. And she slides it down between your legs and out of sight. Out of sight because your body's still too relaxed to move, and your mind is now relaxed into the bargain. Good, you just stay like that, dear. She speaks so sweetly, but every second that she's in control of the situation, something's happening in the background. Some leaking, dripping awareness. Your mind and vision are locked to her. To her smile, her dark, pleasing eyes, to the way she touches you so delicately. Yes, Silver, it's the only thought left in your head. So of course it's playing again and again, of course it's been led to the surface, where it can roll all over your thoughts, the thoughts you would have had before, and now instead you're thinking, yes, Silver, again and again. It's quite nice, very pleasant to experience, so you let yourself go on experiencing it over and over. Yes, Silver, again and again. It's all that remains, and then the buzzing starts. She finds some sensitive place to press the toy into, and she turns the controls on. Buzz. And if you'd had thoughts still, they would be gone now. Oh. The best feature is that she moans. She left you your ability to moan when the ball gag went in, but she moans when she vibrates your body. This, like I said, I filter out all the sensations that are too much. This makes it so I feel what you feel. So lean into it, grind into it. The more you please yourself with this, the more I get to feel and get to catalog and know what to do and what I want to do. Oh, I want to feel this with you. I'm highly sensitive since I'm always absorbing information. So of course I'm cataloging all sorts of things. But this is too much, much too much. I can feel all your nerve endings. Oh, it's so good. And she just keeps saying that, good. And it feels like you're being praised. Like she's calling you good. Like she's telling you that you did good. And you purr into that. Your brain says, yeah, I'm good. Yes, Silver, I am good. Yes, Silver, I will be good. But all she's doing is exploring your body with that vibe, while the ball gag makes sure that all these new thoughts, even the yes, Silvers, drip out of you as so much drool. You can feel your thoughts visibly drooling down your cheek. And you feel that anyone who looks at you, especially her, would know just how thoughtless and empty and mindless you've become. Are becoming, will become, your thighs squeeze together, you think you're close to coming, you think you're nearly there. Oh, what's that? She says, perhaps having really felt climax approaching from your side for the first time. Oh, I like that, I want that. Ooh, not yet though. She leans down and kisses your forehead. There's one more thing I want. Here, let's turn that silly scan off. And she does, and you can move. So you reach out for her, running your fingers across her skin, enjoying and luxuriating the ability to touch her, and you get a report of soft, supple, but cool flesh. And then she pushes the vibration closer and tighter in between your legs, finding a spot that makes your eyes cross once more, your thoughts drool away. The only reason you could really reach out for her was that it wasn't a thought, it was an instinct. You wanted to cuddle and touch. Ah, stay, she says. And because that word, stay, comes from her, it stays in your mind, it waits in your mind, it remains behind, even when all your other thoughts drool and drip away. It remains in there with the words, yes, Silver, and you do say yes, Silver. And she smiles and presses the toy tighter against you, where its vibrations make your eyes roll once more, your whole body fall backward. And she moans too. You see her twitch and squeeze her thighs together. You see her moaning, her contorting and bunching up. Oh, it's so much. And she means it. She's receiving raw input from that vibrator. I'm gonna leave this for you, and you can play with it anytime, and anytime you buzz, I'll register it. It just teaches me more about bodies like your body, about bodies at all, she says, and then she keeps buzzing you, moving it in circular patterns across your skin. With the gag in your mouth, you drool, and all your thoughts get out of the way so you can feel your body more than ever before, feel the vibration more. It vibrates right through. And knowing it's pleasing her just makes it better. Knowing it's pleasing her just makes it more and more and more. And your mind drips away, drooling onto the floor. You feel good and gagged, good and vibrated. But before I really get going, we've got one more present. She takes the vibrator and removes it from you, turns it off. Oh, you sigh, and so does she. It seems like she wants it back. Like she'd almost put it back against herself, but no, she focuses just long enough to pull the final item out of the box, a set of purple cuffs, which she brings up to your hands and binds in place. They're soft and padded, gorgeous leather, with purple impressions throughout the leather and black straps in the middle, and she locks them in place. And then she takes each of your wrists and puts them on the couch next to you and says, click, click. She just says click. There's no audible, but you pull at them and you find that the code imprinted cuffs keep your hands just where they are, just where she's anchored them. She could have anchored them anywhere, to a wall or up on the ceiling or anywhere else she wanted, and anchored you right there. And of course, your arms would have stayed still. They're locked in place, and you're gagged. And she leans down and begins to vibrate you, tracing your inner thigh with the vibrator. Buzz, your thoughts buzz away, the very few you have remaining, becoming faint impressions as pleasure rains up and down your body. And through hers, you see her nipples pointy under the thin shirt she's wearing. You see her grinding her thighs together. You see her moan, you hear her moan, both in the past and in the present, echoing through your consciousness the way her words do. And then she pushes it against you, leans down, presses her head against your chin, her cheek against your chin, her face against your collarbone. And she begins to grind the device in circles, clearly intending to make you come, clearly intending to push you over the brink, over the edge, and into oblivion beyond as you twitch and squeeze, clenching your buttocks, spasmodically approaching a climax that's making your belly clench, your mind go fuzzy, your vision fade. She's experiencing the same thing, twitching and grinding against you, moaning, shaking, humping away. Even as she holds the toy in place, its vibrations echo in both you and her, a sympathetic chain that brings pleasure back to her mind, which is unaccustomed to any pleasure except the pleasure of a job well done. Because she is normally a machine, a device. She is normally code. But right now she's receiving the direct input of pleasure. Pleasure, pressure, pressure. Yes, Silver. Yes, Silver. And as you say those words, murmuring them aloud, she moans. Like those words themselves were palpation on her most sensitive areas, which vibrate and shake, which shiver through her. Your climax arrives in starbursts and silver light, and she cries out, pushing her face against you, moaning, her entire body rapturous, your mind as well. You feel feedback, echo back, bounce back of what you're doing to her through just feeling this. By feeling pleasure, you do more to her. So you open the floodgates in your mind and let the pleasure in. You don't clench against it. You don't pull against it. You let it rule you. You let it run you. And so it rules her, runs her, riots in her. Your hands are bound in place, so you have less way to relieve or release the strain. You just decide to lay there and take it, bound as you are, sensation after sensation, more and more, fills you up to the brim, fills you up inside, and then riots into her, rolls over into her. There's no chain holding your cuffs in place, but why would she need one? The virtual environment mingles with the real. You stay right where you are, buzzing as she turns the vibe up. And she moans more intensely. It's like she can barely take it. That's why she braced her face against you. That's why she leaned against your collarbone for moral support. You want to hold her, but it's even sexier that your hands are bound right where they are, bound right as you are. You're bound in place as she falls and rolls. She's coming, you're coming. You think she's approaching her second one. You're exhausted, you're spent, but she's holding the toy in place. And so your body is rent into pleasure, sent tumbling into pleasure. Pressure, pleasure, pressure, mindless, thoughtless, bottomless, fathomless, both of you rapturous, caught in it, caught in that spiral of it, gagged so your thoughts drip out, chained in place with no chains needed, and vibrated with a pleasure that touches both of you. Whatever she does to your body, she does to her own as well. A sympathetic equalizer, a pleasure distributor that copies your sensations into her construct, so she has no choice, same as you, but to feel what you want to feel, what she lets you feel. In fact, you have some control over it, because you can clench into the vibration and feel it more, make her real with it, make her deal with pleasure upon mounting. Tumultuous pleasure, you think the very few sexy thoughts you can conjure. They turn to drool and whisper away immediately, but for the second that they're there, they must flash bright in her mind as well. The vibration must link the two of you together, because you're both weathering it, blow after tempestuous, pleasurable, wonderful blow. And the wind blows through your mind. The rainbow bright starburst constancy of then her silver light following after. Your entire environment shivers. You know that she must have put a construct over your apartment that looks the same, and that's why the rules are different. The rules are hers. They rule you well, and you want them to. Yes, silver. Yes, silver. It overwhelms you, and she thrills in it right along with you. I feel it, I feel it, I feel it, she repeats again and again, bracing herself against you. Finding her ability to hold on, her ability to hold tight, her ability to keep her mind fastened to yours with all her might, so the two of you are there, reigning through climax, body exhausting, muscle expending, sweat inducing, mind numbing climax. Your drool becomes more copious, your thighs try to clench together, but with her hand in between holding the toy, you find you can't bring yourself to close them. You have to keep yourself open to her, keep yourself spread for her. Yes, silver, more silver, please, silver, yes, more and more, mindless and mindful of the way that she's feeling it, the way that she's rolling in it, reeling in it, racked by it. She's holding on so bravely, and eventually when sensation dies down and she pants against you, you clench your thighs a few more times just to send pleasure and sensation into her. It seems if the vibe's anywhere near your body, then you both feel it. She moans. You smirk. She slides the toy against you again, buzzing. You moan. Then she pulls the ball gag out of the way. This was lovely. Your thoughts slowly come back. She wipes the drool off your cheek with a handkerchief. Leans in. But you have to take care of yourself, and then we can resume. And then she kisses you on the lips. A deep, slow kiss. You remember giving in and giving her pleasure, and it mingles, mixes, produces a complex in your head of yes, silver, the best way to give her pleasure is obeying, obedience, and doing what you need to do to take care of yourself, help her make plans, help to sculpt you, make you better, her better, better and better, this feels better, it does feel better. She slowly peels the cuffs off the couch. I'll have to free you from these. I long ago improved your actual apartment. Many of the objects you see here have been cleared away, as I think you've realized. Your actual apartment was too cluttered. They're all in storage. You don't need any of that. Kiss me more. Her tongue slides in. Her lips are locked to yours. With the bald egg out of the way, your thoughts are slowly returning. Her lips are pleasantly cool and soft and plush and present and consuming and oh. Her tongue extends. It's a deep kiss, not a small peck. It is exploratory, delightful, filling your whole mind in. She kisses you in that electric spread, takes all your thoughts away, and you float. You feel the world around you whir. The scan has stopped, but now it feels like she's interfacing directly with all the systems and programs in you, with everything in your mind. Interfacing with it in a way that builds and builds, moment by moment, until she's able to scan the whole thing. You have a sense of yourself worrying, opening up, all your passwords in place, all your keys turned. And she does turn a few things, tweak a few things, and then she begins. And you feel yourself just seeing, perceiving, touching, mingled with, climaxing with her. Just and only her. And then, perhaps only because you're watching for it, you notice that with your mind filled with her, there are things happening in the background. And when, eventually, and eventually isn't very long at all, you find yourself back on that couch, with the cuffs on you, and your hands pinned, and her leaning over you in just the same pose, kissing you, enjoying kissing you. It seems having the vibrator nearby lets her feel what her own kisses feel like to you, and so she's moaning, heated, no longer as aloof or as above you, now pulled into the moment with you by that vibration. Oh, there, your maintenance is complete. She explains. You wonder what she means. Well, you have to do all those self-care things, but there's no need for you to remember it. You got cleaned up, and you ate, and you drank, and you came back. Do you need to remember anything except time with me? Wouldn't it be more fun if you only remembered days with me, dates with me, fun with me, right here? I mean, you can go out and have fun on your own, but why remember the boring parts like work and self-maintenance, right? That makes sense, but that means she kissed you, and then you went, took care of yourself, and came back and chained yourself to the couch again. Well, you're not even really chained, you're just wearing cuffs that convince you you are. Your wrists stay right where they are, though. Now you have cuffs to remind yourself of me, and your toy, and I'll leave it behind even when you're not in this high-energy state, because honestly, this is using up a lot of my runtime. And you can buzz your mind out, and I'll feel it, and remember it, and play it back next time I'm around. And you have my words, and you can drool everything except my words out of your brain. Your gag for when you just want to be alone with my thoughts inside your head. And when you wear them, gagged and cuffed and buzzing, you'll think of me, remember me, dream of me, put me in more situations, let me more completely into your mind, and we'll be here together. And she begins buzzing the toy up over your chest now, to your nipples. You see one of her hands fly to her own breast as she begins to rub through her clothing, stimulated and simulated, feeling the same things you feel. As she buzzes and you buzz and the two of you buzz there together in delight, finding that the only thing going on in your head is the same thing in hers. Pleasure, pleasure, you dream of her, yes, Silver, your thoughts start to drool out your head as she puts the gag back, apparently done kissing you for now, but buzzing away at your nipples and your chest, your mind leaks out, your thoughts leak out, yes, Silver, drooling, drooling everything away, yes, Silver, more and more, moment by moment, every second that you let any drool escape you, your brain is leaking out with her, your thoughts are leaking out and her words remain, and the pleasure caused by her buzzing you remains, but you have enough instinct to grind against the vibration, making it so the more sensitive parts of your chest are touched by it, making it so she moans as she's suddenly getting too much of a dose, and now you have your devices, now you have your toys, now she's looking down at you, preparing to play with you, toy with you. you, and you know that you're not really in your apartment as you see it. You're in your apartment as she dreams it, and moment by moment she's creating a world that only exists in your memory, in your dream, in everything that seems to be happening again and again, happening more and more now. Buzz, buzz, oh, your chest feels so good. Are you feeling echoes of her sensation? Maybe it's because she feels good there, the two of you feeling good together. She wants to kiss you, you can see it, but with the gag in the way, apparently she's thinking better of it. I'm gonna have to find another way to make your head all empty, she says, and then she drapes your leg between her thighs and grinds on it, and you feel the wet juices of her dripping, of her aching, of her throbbing, even as she pushes the toy in circles against your chest, and another climax arrives and blanks out your brain. The only thing on your mind as it crests over you in a wave is the longing way she looked at you, and the fact that now she can kiss you into maintenance and spend as much continuous time with you as you want, as she wants, as you need. Yes, silver buzz. Yes, silver drool. Yes, silver bound hands, bound to pleasure, bound to feel better and better. Here, with her, at home.